Staff with Region of Waterloo Public Health are calling for residents to ensure they and their children are up to date on their vaccines for measles. An outbreak of measles began in Ontario in October 2024 due to a travel-related case in New Brunswick. Since then, over 200 cases of measles have been reported in Ontario. David Aoki is the Director of Infectious Disease and Chief Nursing Officer with Region of Waterloo Public Health.
The vaccine is very effective. It's almost 100% effective. It does require two doses. And the people of within populations who are most risk are, like I said, the children, young children under a year of age, pregnant women. Pregnant women who are infected can have consequences for the pregnancy, and then those who might be immune compromised. So if they're having any other medications or medical conditions that lower their immunity.
Measles is a virus that begins with cold-like symptoms such as fever, runny nose, cough, sore throat, and red, watery eyes. 3 to 7 days after exposure, you can develop a red, blotchy rash that typically starts on the face and moves down the body. The rash can last anywhere from 4 to 7 days.
Most people recover just fine, but serious complications can occur. About 1 in 10 children will develop an ear infection or pneumonia. 1 in 1,000 children may develop an encephalitis or meningitis, and 1 or 2 out of 1,000 children may die as a result of measles. Generally, that's in the very young. Children under a year are the most susceptible because the vaccine is generally provided starting at a year of age.
Aoki says the measles virus is very contagious.
Measles, the virus, doesn't fall. It can actually remain in the air. And so it has a higher rate of infectiousness because it's not just a surface or something that you touch or landing on you, if someone coughs or sneezes, but it's actually air you can breathe. So someone who has measles could be in a room, leave the room, but for up to 2 hours after, that virus can still be circulating in the air.
There are more cases in Ontario in the last 6 months than there has been in the province in the previous 10 years. This comes at the same time as an announcement last month from Region of Waterloo Public Health staff that nearly 9,000 children in the region face suspension due to out-of-date vaccination records. Staff had said this could be due to out-of-date vaccinations or that records have not been properly updated. Zahid Butt is an assistant professor at the School of Public Health Sciences at the University of Waterloo, as well as a Canada Research Chair in Interdisciplinary Research for Pandemic Preparedness.
People, they experience this kind of, you could say, COVID-19 fatigue or COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy during the pandemic. And then when they are basically going for childhood vaccination, they also are kind of hesitant about giving their children, vaccines for other childhood diseases. The other reason could be that there is, there are people who whose children are unvaccinated and they have traveled to certain areas that where measles was endemic. And that's where they got the infection and then they brought it back to Canada. Some people have, some sort of religious concerns about, vaccination. Some people have fears that the vaccine, might have side effects. There are other concerns such as we saw with the COVID-19 vaccine that it's a new vaccine. Could be that. And then, so these are the, you could say, there could be a variety of reasons, but these are the reasons which you may see. And other thing is also like mistrust in public health organizations, as I said. And lastly, I would say that sometimes the communication is not clear about vaccines. So it creates some sort of confusion among parents about how do we get the vaccine or we don't get the vaccine.
We would recommend that if you're, if you're thinking about getting a vaccine or if you're not sure if you need to get the vaccine, to speak to your healthcare provider or speak to public health to get questions about the vaccine before you get it. I think that we encourage people to have as much information to make their decision.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.